Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mac. We have Big Sean, Christina, and Christy with us. We have a special guest speaker tonight. This is a person we've known for a very long time, Glenda Moll. She's someone that you can talk to that has an understanding of hauntings, attachments, demonic, poltergeist, whatever you think might be an issue. This is someone that can help. She's a psychic medium,
holistic
counselor. I also want to say that, give you guys a head up, with the show that with the Vegas vampire put me under the weather. I think he took too much blood, must have been it, because I'm not doing the best. So anyway, Glenda, how are you?
I am good. I can see how you're doing, but everything else aside, how are you all doing?
Can't complain.
Christina?
Always doing good. Yay, Christina!
Excellent. All right.
So, it's been a long time.
Yeah, we've had you on the show before, but it's been a few years.
It has been a long time.
So I do also want to say that now Glenda is also an individual that can answer any questions that you may have of the paranormal, you know, sort. If you want to call in and talk to Glenda, ask a question, go ahead and write down this number. It's 914-205-5450. Okay, once again, 914-205-5450. And then we'll be taking phone calls throughout the show. Now, Glenda, go ahead and give us a little background. Let people know who they're talking to.
Well, my whole life I have been able to communicate with the other side. In fact, my mom said I was probably about 2 or 3 years old, and I told her about how I died in my past life being burned up in an airplane crash. But it was also something we didn't talk about in my family, so it wasn't until my late 20s that I accepted what I have, and I met you wonderful people way back then. And I've just progressively grown in spirit. I'm now a holistic counselor. I have a lot of people who come to me because they've spoken with a psychic medium or someone who claims to be, and they are told they've got negative spirit attachments or their homes need cleansing. And these people can do it for the, you know, awesome price of $150 to $500. And I think a lot since the ghost hunters were on TV and this stuff came about, more people now think that it's this new thing that we live with spirits around us when it's really not. And so I'd like to clarify a few things for people and hopefully answer some questions for someone who may be feeling like they're plagued when that's possibly not the case.
All right. Well, go ahead. Let's air what you have to say.
Okay. You guys know as paranormal investigators that residual hauntings are probably the most common. And
yeah. And
what that is the people, you know, the spirit energy that was left over from previous lives. Most of those do not interact. And if you are having issues in your home and you go online, you need to be very wary about what terms what you look for in some of these websites to people who say they offer help, because a lot of them they word it just right where it's scary. And we need to realize that we can coexist with that spiritual realm, that not all spirits are negative, bad, demonic, and cause issues. Just because someone lives in a home that's 100 years old and they all of a sudden started doing drugs doesn't mean the house did it. People have that choice and that ability to know right from wrong. And a lot of people nowadays don't use all their active senses that we have. You guys have been on investigations, and you know, we know what to look for. You know, the hair tingling and or the hair lifting up or the sound. We're prepared to listen for that stuff. Am I right?
No, you bet. I mean, that's been, of course, the problem, you know, again, Glenda, you know me really well, and you realize that when I'm on an investigation, I'm pretty much a brick. You know, there's mm-hmm. you and other people we've known that have a sensitivity that I don't understand, because I'll go into the scariest place in the world by myself, and I don't feel donut.
And I have to say this, Max, but it's because you're only using part of your senses. Everyone has these senses that they can tap into. It's just a matter of opening your source and your energy fields to allow it to come in. What was
am
that?
I senseless? Am I senseless?
You are. It's about, I don't know, like four senses shy of, you know, a full seven pack there.
That's all right. I've learned to live with it. I'm a king.
And it really just takes a little bit of meditation, just even open yourself up to be able to feel it. And I'm not saying that everyone can sit there and be able to communicate with spirits and things like that. But what I'm wanting people to understand is, you know, unless you're actually being physically attacked by spirits and you have marks and things like that, there are things that a person can do on their own. So I don't recommend doing it without proper research and guidance. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to pay somebody to do it. But you have to know
what... would you recommend someone look? I mean, do you have a website that they could go to get information? Have you written a blog? Any kind of information that you testify is worthwhile?
My website is... it's a baby. It is 2.5 weeks old, and people are more than welcome to go on there. I have a tab that says knowledge is your best tool, and because that's what people need. You're only as smart as the last book you read. And obviously we have computers now, so at least, you know, the last website you searched. If you keep yourself, if you keep feeding the knowledge that you have, you're going to learn and be able to figure out what's fact and what's fiction. And then the key things to look for is I looked at a website. I'm not going to mention any websites. And they had a list of types of haunting. This is the six types of haunting activities. And they have residual, interactive or intelligent haunting, poltergeist haunting, demonic, incubus, demon, again, shadow people, doppelganger hauntings, which is... and that's one that doesn't even really happen very often or around here. And then they have the fact that if you have any of these things happening, they can actually cause like mild psychotic occurrences. And you might start thinking you're crazy. And so after they list all these possible hauntings, they go into all these unexplained things. Even down to the part where it feels like if you've been sexually assaulted in your sleep, which I think is not really a good thing to have on a website. So at the very, very end, they had a little excerpt that says, if you have experienced any such things in your home, do not waste time and hire a paranormal investigator to help you immediately. And I want people to be very on that, the hire part.
Yeah, about that.
Anybody who's going to put misleading information on a website and then want you to hire someone, and then there was more to that website too and how to contact them or their shamans, it does, you know, put red flags up, at least for me. So what I want people to do is educate themselves. They said right here for a residual haunting. Now this, I do not agree with this information. This is off the bat. This is on another website. This is amongst the most common type of haunting. And, okay, I do agree with that. The rest I don't. Is that it occurs when something traumatic happens, such as a rape or a murder or any sort of tragic event leading to a death. And I have to call fault on that one because the residual haunting is the lasting impression. The energy has left there. Sometimes it's not always good, but residual means there's no interaction. They just keep repeating the same thing. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something traumatic. If you go to a website and it keeps telling you all the traumatic and mean and negative things, chances are they're going to want some money somewhere and they're going to feed your fears. And that's something that you don't want to do. If you're already getting scared, your anxiety levels are going up, and that just in itself can start causing depression and anxieties, which then becomes a medical issue on top of everything else. So if you feel that there is something going on in your home, your best bet is to find a psychic, a medium, a clairvoyant, a paranormal investigation team that you trust, that has great reviews, that does not charge you, and then go from there. But just like with most paranormal investigation teams, they can't rid anything. So they're going to have to help you find something else. And if they don't, they should state that they don't help get rid of anything. So if you're just wanting to have information and know that, yeah, what you're seeing is true, then call in a great paranormal team. Now, if it comes to a psychic medium or a clairvoyant or a shaman, some of them do charge. So you have to also look at reviews. Most of them, however, don't. But you need to get some research. You need to take the upper hand and figure out, you know, if this is something that you really, really want to do.
So, Glenda, how would you find a medium that, what would be one of the things someone would look for when they're actually, because, you know, we've been in paranormal investigation for a long time. I've come across quite a few people that have said that they were psychics. I have, you know, aside from yourself, I have yet to have anyone really show me any kind of anything that you know, no one has given me any information that we verified later. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So how, when you're out there and someone's looking for help, all right, one thing I would like you to do right now is go ahead and give your website for people out there listening.
My website, it is www.btrholisticcounseling.com, and that stands for Beyond This Realm.
Okay. I will also say that I've known Glenda for a very long time, and I trust Glenda. Glenda is someone that we've been on investigations with and someone that I believe in. I still have yet to experience any kind of psychic activity that I have seen or felt or anything. But then, like I said, I said this initially, I'm a brick. senseless, but symptomatic.
I think a good question here, Glenda, is, obviously not everyone all over the U.S. can reach out to a psychic that lives in Southern Oregon or Oregon in general.
Yeah.
What should a client be looking for when they're trying to find a psychic for themselves or the issues that they're having paranormally?
Can a good psychic just call them out of the blue?
A good one.
There you go. Like a good psychic is just going to call you.
Believe it or not, there are actually quite a few very gifted people out there who are just not out there like we see them on TV. Those are the ones that are way out there. I have come across so many people just on Facebook groups. And we have, like, their Southern Oregon psychic medium group. And people go on there, they ask for readings, and psychic mediums, clairvoyants will actually give people free readings. These people also, this is their living, so they have their own website, they do fairs, things like that. So I've actually connected myself with quite a few people who have just not even proven to me that their abilities are correct as well. So once you find a place who you are comfortable talking with, then it needs to go into reviews. That person should be willing to give you at least maybe 10 minutes of, in a way, tell me, you know, are you real? Give me a small reading. Walk through my house. Tell me what you see. You know, it's not just the I'm going to come over and wave a smudge stick and it's gone. A real clairvoyant psychic medium will know what's going on in your house, and you will not have to give them leading information. And that's the key point. If they start walking around the house and start saying things that you're not even, that's not even going on, that to me would be a red flag. But look for reviews. Talk to other
or
people.
Cold calling. I mean, there's a lot of people that cold call. I mean, there's a lot of people that are self-confessed psychics that do more damage than they do good. Sylvia Brown.
And,
I mean, she was the biggest fraud of them all. I mean, I... who?
You leave Sylvia alone.
No. I mean, telling a woman that her daughter was dead, the woman dies thinking that her daughter is dead. The daughter is alive. I mean, these are the kind of things that, you know, I cry foul. You know, I mean, it's like...
Now, and that is a hard part for any medium when it comes down, or psychic, but when it comes down to communicating with past loved ones or things like that, or if someone has been missing, that is a fine line. And a true psychic medium will actually have a tendency to want to, unless they know for a solid fact and they're guides and they have true communication, they actually will not want to say what they are perceiving, because it could lead to either a false hope if they say, well, yes, they're alive, or it can lead to what happened with, in that case, with Sylvia Brown. When, you know,
yeah.
And so I have had those readings, and it is hard to decipher on whether or not you need to keep saying what's going to happen. So any true gifted psychic medium, a clairvoyant, an empath, will have heart. And that's the biggest thing you have to look for. If this is all about just a paycheck and the money, and they make it bigger than what it really, truly is, I just watch your pocketbook, because that's really where it lies. And I hope I don't offend other people for saying that.
No, offend away. That's what we do on this show, Glenda. I mean, seriously, what's on your mind?
I
agree with you. I mean, it's like, for, you know, again, I mean, you know me real well. You know I tend towards the skeptic. I've always said that. But then I also, you know, said that I support you. So that says a lot for you. I know that you have a big heart. I know that you're a very good person. You would never go down the road to say something just because you thought it was going to, make you money. That's bull poop. You know, see, I didn't finish it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have to say that was a very, very nice review.
Well, now there are, I mean, I know that as a paranormal team, we have been called when people are getting ready to move out of their house. We recently had it's too bad you're not up here, because we're now a scientific-based team. We don't have any psychics. We don't have anything like that on our team now. We have one in training. Yeah.
Okay.
Do
you have a psychic in training?
We do. You know who she is. Yeah. But I don't have to tell you. You know. All right. So anyway, one of the things we've done, and I like to say, is we've gone in to help people. It's a good feeling. One of the last investigations we did, older lady with grandchildren that was not even living in her house. She was living, you know, at her sister's and at her friend's, and we're having all these issues. And as it came down, you probably would have just figured it out as soon as you walked in the door. It was a fear cage caused by high EMF.
Oh, that's another thing, too, that people really need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and that I would have instantly probably picked up on that one. And that's about the being educated. If they go to my website, btrholisticcounseling.com, again, under the tab, knowledge is your best tool. It has all the definitions for all the possible hauntings out there. And some of them look really scary. Those are the ones that are like, they never happen. If they do, that's when you have to call the archdiocese, you know. Those are extreme. We have something that is so rampant nowadays, and people are using hauntings and bad vibes and dark energies. And I hate to pull, I don't hate to pull this card, I'm going to pull it. Drugs and alcohol, but drugs will mess with a person to the point where they begin to trip. Think about all those negative energies that are coming through all that stuff, right? That energy can be left behind. So when someone else moves in, the energy is there. Does not mean the home is necessarily haunted, but that can help to create a poltergeist activity. So the house just needs to be cleansed. It's not demonic. It's not anything like that. But people need to understand that if someone is on medication, if someone has an addiction and they start seeing they have all these claims, then we need to look at it at a psychological standpoint, the things they're on.
And you know, we have Christy who has a degree in psychology. So this is something that...
As do I. Yes.
Now, we've actually come across a lot of that where we've gone in and we've also... seeing that what was supposed to be a haunting was actually child abuse. You know, there's also been that. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things when you're coming in. It would be nice to have a psychic on the team, or it's nice to have one in training. You're not a psychic, Sean. You're not a psychic.
Well, a couple hours away. You just got to give me a place to sleep.
So, Glenda, tell us exactly what a holistic counselor does.
Well, I am also an ordained reverend. I believe you are too, right, Christy?
I am, yes.
Okay. I started getting my psychology degree, and I really wanted to be a nonprofit counselor. I wanted to help low-income families get help before, you know, their lives crumble. And because, you know, there's not a lot of people with a lot of money out there. And the more I got into my degree, the more I realized that once I got into a clinical setting, becoming nonprofit with all the red tape and all the insurances was absolutely insane. So I became a reverend. I did not want to start
nonprofit.
A church. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not a church, but we are.
For counseling, though. Yeah, for counseling and going to do what I was going to do, it became more than what I was able to do. And then I would have to actually not do it with the spiritual realm that I use. I have studied all religions out there. I am a very spiritual person. And... everybody I ever talked to, they've always said that I go at everything with my heart. And a psychologist goes with everything with their head. And I prefer to put my heart first. And so when people come to me, a lot of it's for anxiety, some grief counseling, and they automatically know that I am a psychic medium. That doesn't mean they're going to get psychic readings all the time, but it does mean that if we need to get over some boundaries or get over some triggers and create boundaries for these people, they know they can just basically tell me anything. And if they don't, I tell them anyways. They come to realize that to me, they're an open book, but in order for them to get better, they have to open up. I mean, they have homework to do. It's not like a counseling session when you would go to a doctor for an hour and then go 2 weeks later and wait 15 minutes for them to relook and see where they were at. I charge $50 an hour, so but I have packages, and I prefer my clients to do packages because if they do the 90-day one, they get 1 hour a week with me, and I go everywhere. I have people in Australia, in Canada, and at Kansas. So I do it via online, Skype, FaceTime, or via text messaging and phone calls.
Well, let me ask
if they're
you about
over.
That. As a psychic, I mean, I don't know how the whole thing works. Wouldn't it be better having an individual, their aura or whatever, their pheromone, whatever it is that can be picked up in a room with you? I mean, isn't it harder to, I mean, okay, Skype, all right, you can still see body language, you can still see a person. Am I just being too real on this, or because again,
no.
I don't understand the psychic thing. Texting, how do you get a read on someone from text message? That to me like that would be really hard to do.
I do require, if it's just for a psychic medium reading, I do require a picture. They send me a picture and they have to ask one question. And if I don't get anything from the picture, then I say, I'm sorry, it's blocked, nothing's coming through. But I have so far to date, every person who has sent me a picture, and some of them are multiple, I have not had anybody upset. Everybody I've been able to help. So, but I do require
a
picture.
Well, that's like 100% there. That's pretty good.
Yes. But if I don't get a picture.
And this is helping them in different ways, or helping them for lost relative or dead relative, stuff like that?
I've had a few people come to me. I had somebody who loved one was murdered. And again, I can't go into the reading because it was private.
Oh,
but
I would never.
People come to me. Yeah. People come to me for different things, but again, a lot of these other sites that are on Facebook, people throw up questions and or pictures and ask for things, and we have the choice to offer a free reading, and these people are all very respectful. Nobody ever just gets a hold of you without permission first, and so I've never had any issues with that, and I've met some wonderful people, and with the pictures or with their issues and things they're helping, you know, most of it, and that's why I went holistic, that most of it is because they're asking for the psychic medium reading because they have questions and they need answers. But the problem is once they get those answers, it's like getting a bag of chips, and you're kind of full for a little bit, but you didn't get that meal because there's underlying issues. There are things that people need to let go of, but they need to bring them up first. And so when it comes to for people than me, they're happy that it's a psychic medium, but by the time we're halfway through the counseling, they realize they didn't even care about getting the reading. They needed help. They needed guidance. And I don't give Band-Aids. I give them the tools to move forward, to stop the triggers, to get rid of the addictions, to overcome the obstacles that are facing them. So anybody that chooses to come to me for counseling will have to work for it. There is not one person in this world who can wave a wand, light a candle, beat a drum, or dance around a fire that can make everybody feel perfect. We are responsible for our own energies.
What's
that?
Do you do the drumming thing?
I love drumming. But that's
drumming
my
is very
personal.
Spiritual. I mean, it takes you back to a primitive nature. I really do believe in drumming. Yeah, it really puts you back in with the earth. Now, have you ever had a client or anyone that you've turned down because of how you felt about them when you've interviewed them?
Oh, yeah, quite a few.
Do you feel evil from them, or just, you know? Without telling us,
most,
of course, anything. Yeah.
Most of it is what I consider self-inflicted. it either drugs, and a lot of it's drugs, or it's, you know, money issues, but it's because they are unwilling to let go of something. And and so when I say, you know, it's self-created, that means you have to look inside yourself and say, it's time to get rid of these things that are keeping me down. You can call people, you can talk to people, you can text people, you can blast it all out on Facebook all you want. It's just a rant until you say, I have this problem and I need to fix it. And this problem might be people you're around, you need to get rid of them. But I have seen a few people that once I got a picture that was immediately deleted, and it wasn't because they were evil, but it's because the thoughts that I saw were not very nice. And I don't want that energy, so I block it. Plain and simple. And you guys have known me for a long time. I've never had a problem being open. I will just say it how it is. And that's what people need to hear.
I like that. I mean, you never have to worry about where you stand with me, that's for sure. Christy, you have something. Okay.
So also, like people, like you said, you know, when Max said he was like a brick, if other people were like coming to you to try to open themselves up more, what kind of things would you do with them?
It does depend on their spiritual level and what they truly believe in. I love to open source the universe. Everybody's deity, be it God, Allah, the moon, the sun, the stars, the earth, it to me is all the same. It's all one, all created by one. It's the same to me. Because when I first ground myself, which is, you know, I center myself, I tone out everything else around me, and I open source, which is the energy of the universe, the world. If given enough time, Mac, I probably could help you.
No, I'm happy.
And
let me tell you something, okay? Because, you know, I say a brick, and just when I go into different things, I don't feel anything. I have had the hair go up on the back of my neck, but I've also done something that, explain this to me, because it's the most... It's the one thing in my life I've never been able to explain. It's like going in a... years ago, I was at an antique... not a yard sale. It was an indoor sale for everyone who had their own little nerdy booths or this or that, whatnot. And they were all enclosed, 10 by 10, and they had signs. You know, you put your stuff up on the sides. Now, I'm walking down this aisle, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt that on the other side of this wall, that I could not anyway see the other side, there was a ceramic lamp. And when I got to the other side, I turned and looked right where I knew it was, and it was there. So, how's that?
Then you never been there before?
Never been there before.
And was it
not that people break down, you know, they don't, it's like an indoor, you know, yard sale kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Flea market.
Did you buy it?
No. I didn't buy it, and I regret it.
I would have bought it.
Now,
I would have bought it only because I feel that Spirit was trying to choose you to buy that. That doesn't necessarily mean that anything else would happen except for the fact that its energy of the person who owned it before was there, and it was choosing your energy, and it probably chose the next person down the line. If you had bought it and had issues.
A little bit more personal than that, Glenda. Because that was identical to a ceramic boat my grandparents had when I was growing up. A little bit more personal to me.
Then you should have bought it.
I know. I kick my ass all the time. I had just enough to buy it, but then I would have been broke for the rest of the day. These are the decisions you make. You know, who knows what, you know, I could have had a ghost living with me now. I could have been my own sitcom. No. Yeah, anyway. But so I'm going to put a word out for our calls to for people, you know, to call in. Give me a minute. Any questions you might have for Glenda, give us a call, 914-205-5450. Now's your chance. You have a question you want to ask, 914-205-5450. We're waiting for your calls now. We've got a couple more minutes left. Glenda, unless someone calls in, what else do you want to talk about?
Again, if anyone has questions about the paranormal field, please visit my website. You can get a hold of me there. I am on Facebook as well. If Christy could put a link up, that would be amazing for my holistic side as well. There is a realm of information out there for people, and people need to be aggressive. Don't always take someone's word as gospel. Let's make them take you to church. Okay? You need to believe.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I mean, I've seen enough teams out there to know that there are some teams that I wouldn't allow in my house.
It's not just paranormal teams either. There are people out there who claim to have abilities and gifts, and they're the ones that make it harder on those who really do. These people who have the true gift normally work for free because their heart is so big. When someone truly needs the help, they do not charge for it. So when
personal one that we had, we've actually really helped the families. That is nothing nothing like it than actually, you know, like the gal I was telling you about moved into her house. Of course, we do follow-ups. We just don't, you know, investigate, put a little notch on our belt, go about our way. We do follow-ups with people. I mean, we'll do a couple different follow-ups to see how everything's going and keep on with it, keep contact with them to, you know, let them know that we're still there for them if they need us. And the follow-up that we had, you know, Sean, you were part of that.
Yes, I was.
And she was very, very happy, you know, very much. You can see the relief flow out of her. You know, the fact that she's able to live in her house.
And ultimately, so that's what people need to understand. People in my profession.
Yeah, that one was another one we helped. Yeah. So I'm sorry I didn't catch that, Glenda.
I'm sorry. People, basically in our profession, people who help people with things that are unseen, be it the paranormal or the physical and emotional part of it.
Yeah.
We all need to realize that we are here to help people for good, never for personal gain. Now, that does not mean we all have to realize people do need to make money. They do have to have an existence in life. We all go to work to pay our own bills. And so it's one thing to ask for a free psychic medium reading, but when people offer more services, the more you look at, the more you trust people, you understand their profession is worth something. And if they can't exist and survive on what they're doing, they have to go do something else, which takes somebody who is very gifted and talented out of that spectrum of help.
Gonzo has been trying to ask a question in the background.
Yes.
Have you heard him? Yeah,
he
wants to know, do you work with animals as well?
I don't work with animals. I can train, but I cannot communicate. They're just too cute, and they just look at me, and all I ever hear them say is they love me. I am not an animal whisperer.
Yeah. Well, Glenda, anything else you want to say?
No, I think we covered everything. I'd love to be on the show again anytime you guys
have
the availability.
You know, Glenda, you can call in at any time, depending on who we have or whatnot. We have other guest stars that we're going to have on. I'd like to have you as a resource. I do value your opinion. I respect what you do. And keep up the good work and keep helping people. All right, honey, anything else?
Thank you very much. No, and at any time, I love a good debate, so keep me in mind for that in the future, too.
Not a problem. I try not to debate anymore because I get people mad at me. I'm pretty good at it. I know how to. All right. So anyway, that's our show. You can reach Glenda at her website. You want to give it out one more time, Glenda?
www.bprholisticcounseling.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at Beyond This Realm Holistic Counseling.
And Christy is also going to put that on ours. So I want to thank you once again, and you have a good night. Tell Mike we said hi, and we'll talk to you
soon.
I will.
He's actually in your neck of the woods right now.
Well, you ought to stop by and say hey.
Of course, I'll
infect him. I'm sick.
I'll let him know. Thank you guys so much, and have a wonderful evening.
You too, hon. All right. Well, that was our show. Bye-bye. That was our show. I hope you enjoyed it. What do we got next week? We don't know what we got next week. Maybe Glenda could have told us before we hung up on her. All right, so we'll figure something out. It'll be a good show. If you have any thoughts on what we should talk about next week, go ahead and send them to info@thehauntedhunters.com. And once again, we are out of here.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful.